Delta. And Ewell was called a body count fanatic, and he demanded Vietnamese bodies, and he wasn't very discerning about who they belonged to. So just about any Vietnamese who was called in as an enemy casualty was counted up as enemy dead. But just as the Hagel brothers were leaving Vietnam, Ewell kicked off an operation called Speedy Express, which I talk about in the book, which led to 11,000 Vietnamese casualties, but only resulted in around 750 weapons being recovered. Some Newsweek reporters looked into this a couple years after Speedy Express ended and came up with an estimate of 5,000 civilians killed during that operation. And when I went into the archives, I found the military's own secret reports that the Newsweek reporters didn't know about, and the estimates were they showed that the Newsweek estimates were low. The military estimated about 7,000 civilian casualties. So, I mean, this is the type of war that that Chuck Hagel saw down there, and John Kerry operated in roughly the same area down in the Delta. So they do know something about the brutality of war.
Nick Terse, his book is Kill Anything That Moves, The Real American War in Vietnam. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I want to let people know of two upcoming Democracy Now! Specials. On Monday, we'll be covering the inauguration from 8 Eastern time in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. We'll be in Washington, D.C. And from Tuesday to Friday, we'll be at the Sundance Film Festival. It's the 10th anniversary of the documentary track of that festival, speaking with documentary filmmakers covering issues domestic and abroad. I'm Amy Goodman with Aaron Maté. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org. Thanks for joining us. Democracy Now! Is a listener-supported grassroots global news hour. You make it possible when you donate at democracynow.org. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Bob Longman with the WUSB Concert Billboard for the beginning part of this week. For Monday, January 14th, at Le Poisson Rouge, explore Brazil with Ivo Senra, Pedro Moraes, Elisa Cassini, Mauricio Zottarelli, and Gabriel Santiago. That starts at 7:30, and that's in Manhattan. Mark Newman will be at the Bitter End in Manhattan, 9 p.m. The Billboard for Tuesday, January 15th. Little Feat and Leon Russell will be at the Capitol Theater in Manhattan at 8 p.m. Ali Tadros and Car on the Moon will be at the Rockwood Music Hall at 7 p.m., Stage 2. That's also in Manhattan. Your concert billboard for Wednesday, January 16th. Live Art Fusion with the Bob Gallo Band will be at the Perfecto Mundo in Comac at 8 p.m. At the Brick House Brewery in Patchogue, the Little Top Circus and Medicine Show, and that's at 8 p.m. Chihiro Yamanaka Trio will be at the Iridium at 8 and 10 p.m., and that's in Manhattan. Jason Harrod and Jay Ackley will be at the Spike Hill in Williamsburg, Brooklyn at 8:30 p.m. Joy Kill Sorrow will be at the Rockwood Music Hall Stage 2 in Manhattan at 8:30 p.m. Your concert billboard for Thursday, January 17th. Layla Hathaway will be at B.B. King's at 8 p.m. Gene Loa and Jack LaCitra will be at the Hard Luck Cafe in Huntington, New York, 7:30 p.m. And Shamikia Copeland will be starting a run at the Iridium in Manhattan at 8 and 10 p.m. And that's your concert billboard for the early part of this week. Enjoy the shows. And remember to look on our site at wusb.fm/cbb for a full listing of events, not just this week, but upcoming weeks as well.
Oh, Megapolitan, fortnightly, Tuesdays, 9 to 11 a.m.
Come listen to our radio show.
Mixtape Radio, every Wednesday night at midnight.
Until 3 a.m. Thursday morning.
Featuring the newest and the best in indie, alternative, and experimental music.
With your hosts, Jeff.
And Christine.
So tune in. It's really gonna go.
And it's 3 minutes after 6 o'clock, time once again for Off the Wall.
Thank you.